It's 18th of December. I hardly read the news. The point is partly in the bad internet. The Russians are purposefully bombing communication towers, which is why there is no connection for several days. But basically the thing is, I just don't want to read the news. It pains me to read about new rocket attacks, about new dead and wounded Ukrainians. But sometimes I stumble upon news that simply cannot be passed by. Here, a few days ago, I read that a batch of children's bulletproof vests was brought to Ukraine. Once again, children's bulletproof vests was brought to us. They are really for kids, for little Ukrainian boys and girls, for those who are now 5, 6, or 7 years old. They are made of real Kevlar. They have real armor plates. Even a special loop on the back is sewn on. Do you know what a loop like this is for? With its help, the wounded are pulled out from the battlefield. They just pick it up and drag it. So on the children's bulletproof vests, there is such a loop. These bulletproof vests were brought from somewhere in Europe in order to protect those who were evacuated from the frontline areas. After all, everyone knows very well that the Russians purposefully hit precisely the most defenseless, the elderly, the sick, and children. Read the news for almost any day, and you will see that Russian missiles have hit a school, a hospital, a church. They purposefully hit civilian targets. We really want to kill as many Ukrainians as possible, and it does not matter to them whatever these Ukrainians were, military or civilian. Therefore, children's bulletproof vests are needed. Imagine now I and you and a huge number of people in the world know that there are children's bulletproof vests. If there were no army of child killers, such bulletproof vests would never be needed. But there is such an army, which means that such vests are also needed. I thought it would be much better if instead of children's body armor, the West would give us adult tanks and planes. Just a few hundred modern combat vehicles would speed up the defeat of our enemy many times over and save thousands of lives of Ukrainian children, their parents and grandparents. The war drags on. Putin does not consider the death of either enemies or his own. For him, this war is like a video game in which he intends to win at any cost. People for him are just pixels on the screen. He is a psychopath and a maniac who has infected millions of his subjects with his hatred for Ukraine and Ukrainians. Because of the idiocy of one man spread to the whole country, we now dress our children in bulletproof vests. And if we do not hold out, you will also have to put such bulletproof vests on your children. Just remember this.